What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, last day of the month. Tomorrow begins March. March is going to come in like a lion and go out like a lamp, we hope. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, tonight, of course, President Trump is going to address a joint session of Congress to outline basically what his agenda is going to be for the coming months and coming years. And it's probably going to turn out to be a bit of a circus because the Democrats are bringing in all of these illegal immigrants and gays and everybody who are going to boo Donald Trump no matter what he says. And it really is a shameful display for Congress to behave like that, where we could see tonight's speech devolve into a session at Parliament. Now, you over in Great Britain, when Parliament people are speaking, it's okay for them to cheer and boo and call names and all of that. But the American Congress has always prided itself on having a little bit more decorum. That may leave tonight here. And interestingly enough, there's a story out of NewsTarget.com on how Democrats are fast becoming America's largest hate group as they plan to troll President Trump's first address to Congress. They're loading up the audience with people who are going to boo him and everything. There's protests and demonstrations outside. And this basically supports what I was saying yesterday. The longer the Democrats go on behaving like this, the more they're discrediting themselves. They're damaging the brand. The Democrats are no longer being seen as the party of the people, but the party of the spoiled brat, the whiner, the crybaby. It's almost as if the election never happened. They're still campaigning. It's amazing. Now then, Donald Trump has been warning the corporate media to be more accurate in their reporting. Of course, we've been saying the same thing for 24 years over here. And apparently, the White House held a special press conference with Sean Spicer, where most of the corporate media, the top ones, hang on a second, I got to fix something. Mike in the control room is saying my BAM user feed isn't working, but it's going out from here, but it may be under hack attack, the same as the server has been by those aforementioned crybabies. Anyway, they had a special press conference with Sean Spicer where they basically banned CNN, New York Times, LA Times, BuzzFeed, Politico. Also, the Daily Mail, the BBC, and the New York Daily News. Now, Fox, CBS, NBC, and ABC were allowed in. So it isn't just a sweep of all liberal outlets. They're basically saying those media outlets that have a past history of distorting what Donald Trump says are simply not going to be allowed in. And the crybabies of the networks are going to be screaming about this. Now, I just got off the Richie Allen show, and we actually had a debate about this where Richie said that he is very shocked that any president would arbitrarily say that certain news media are not allowed into the press conferences. And I pointed out to him that presidents have always decided who gets in and does not get into the press room because it's a small press room. And the president and the spokesman have always pointed a finger to say who is and is not allowed to ask questions. It's a perk of the job. There has never been a time when they would simply open the doors and say, everybody connected with the media, just crowd on in. Or I certainly would have shown up one or two times myself. So let me see if... apparently we're having a problem with BAM user. I'm transmitting from this end but apparently people are not getting it, and it's entirely possible my stream is being DOS'd. All right, now then. So we're basically back to this media war. And again, Richie Allen was saying, well, Trump's on at war with the corporate media. No, the corporate media started this fight. They started it during the campaign. I'm sorry, I'm trying to deal with all this communication coming in from the control room, where apparently it's the link on my website that has stopped working properly. All right, you know something? I'm just going to wait until the next commercial break to deal with this, because that's not fair to the people who are listening to us on RBN and our on-air affiliates, and we need to be fair to them. So, getting on back to the news here. There is this ongoing war between Donald Trump and the corporate media, but the corporate media started it. The corporate media started this last year. And the corporate media came out of the election saying, all right, well, you know, we lost this one. Bygones are bygones. We're still the head of the line at the White House press corps. And Trump said, no, you are not. And nobody can really blame him for that. So the corporate media is out there trying to say, we're the real news. All those other people are the fake news. And you should never, you know, you can't even have a democracy without us telling people what to think, which is what George W. Bush was saying. And now Justice Ginsburg is saying exactly the same thing. So, what their idea of a free press is, their press, their controlled press. They want freedom of the press because they own the presses. They can't deal with a peer-to-peer sharing of information, because then we start pointing out where the government is behaving badly, which was supposed to be the traditional role of the corporate media. Now then, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I hear you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I almost hit the call waiting button. Anyway, I watched a show last. I'm watching a beginning made-for-TV series. It's on ABC. It's called When We Rise. And I bet you this show, this mini-series, I think, is really a miscalculation of broadcasting it. For the reason is Donald Trump reversed the executive order on transgender bathroom policy. You know, and... you know, and it's portraying the homosexual movement in the early years in San Francisco, making the gay and lesbian community look like they're innocent and we can do no wrong. And those evil police and city governments are standing in their way. And I can really sense, and I can tell you, this is not a show I recommend you watch with the family, especially children.
Okay.
You know, if they're going to have a When We Rise television miniseries, why don't we have it on the anti-war movement? You know what I mean? Not the gay and lesbian struggle. You know, or there's moral,
I would agree with you on that, but again, they're trying... it's like I said, it's like the campaign hasn't stopped just because we had the actual election and Donald Trump won. They're still out there with trying to fan up these fringe issues about LGBT and gay rights and abortion and all, trying to keep us divided against each other. It really is beginning to look like they're still campaigning as if the election hasn't happened. And I don't know what the end game of this is. More and more people are concerned that Soros is trying to stir up a color revolution in this country to pull down Donald Trump and install Hillary Clinton. It's very alarming that all of a sudden she's going through the effort to stay in the public eye. She's cranking out videos saying, we will persevere, we will do this, we will do that. And... it is very, very alarming, because I'll tell you one thing right now. This country cannot survive both a civil war internally and foreign war with Russia and China at the same time. We'll simply pop, disappear completely.
Well, you know, the good thing, my congressman had a town hall meeting. He didn't have nothing to do with this, but a state trooper did. They're busting in the protesters for his town hall meeting, and the state trooper asked the bus driver to look at his logbook, and the people they were dragging into the town hall meeting weren't part of his district.
Well,
we've
been seeing we've been seeing that all over. I mean, Soros is funding all these town hall meeting disruptors, and these people going on into these town hall meetings are not from that congressman's district. They're outside agitators.
And the same thing, it's like in the city council meetings trying to push Agenda 21, more so like having to escort, you know, not silence people, but sort of like say you can listen, but, you know, these are people trying to come in and try to say, like the local population, but they don't belong to the city, they don't live in the city or the county. And, you know, the thing is, I think we're, you know, the thing is, like, when you see these people bust in, just ask that bus driver, I'd like to see your logbook, see where you picked up these people. Like I said, they're not in their district. So basically, the bus had to leave. So, and you know, I just think we need to do our countermeasures. You know, we can
well,
counter
the best
season.
Countermeasure is by pointing out to everybody that these disruptors are not your neighbors and friends. They're bused in from outside. They're paid agent provocateurs, and it does look like Soros is considering trying to start a color revolution in this country. But it's doomed to fail, and I don't care how much money he puts into it. Because when you are trying to get a coup d'etat to overthrow a government, you have to have the popular support. And everything that Hillary and Soros have been doing since the election is damaging the brand. They're not going to get public sympathy. And a good example, of course, would be when they tried to stage a new coup in Iran back in 2009. And it fell apart because the Iranian people did not identify with the protesters. They did not support them. They had no sympathy for them. They came across as thugs and misbehaving idiots, and it all fell apart, and it's going to fall apart here. The only question is how much longer are they willing to pour George Soros money into this, and how much damage are they willing to inflict on the global image of the United States of America?
Well, they tried it after Putin was elected. You remember all the protests in Moscow, anti-Putin protests. I mean, that didn't go anywhere because he had overwhelming support from the Russian people.
That's exactly right. And then Putin turned around and found out all of those anti-Putin protests were bought and paid for, and he kicked out George Soros NGOs. And it's the beginning of a trend because Soros organizations are now being kicked out of Macedonia, Hungary, Serbia. The whole world is waking up and realizing just how much trouble this billionaire is causing with all of his money.
Well, another thing, you know, I'm hearing, like, you know, a lot of the pedophile rings are starting getting broken up. And everybody's saying Trump ain't doing this, ain't Trump ain't doing that. You know, the thing is, and Trump giving the green light to law enforcement breaking up the pedophile rings, that is the Achilles heel for the establishment. And believe me, in a chess game, the best thing you could do is knock out the pawns, you know, in the lower level before you go after the big fish.
Oh, your that's pawns, absolutely, your rook. That's always a good strategy, you know, work from the bottom up. Unless you have the capability of a decap strike. Anyway, listen, George, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. I'm getting email from people saying that they are, in fact, able to see me on BAM User. I don't know why it's blocked in certain areas of the countries. I just paid the money to BAM User that I have to pay every month to keep this video stream going. And why it's not reaching some of you, I don't know. But these days, you know, the spoiled children are out there with their little laptops trying to cause as much ruckus as they can. And so I'm just going to chalk this up to yet another tantrum by those who cannot deal with reality. Let's see. Two more calls, then we're going to get back to the news here. D in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how we doing?
Doing fine.
All right. Wondering if you guys talked about if you've talked about yet the Obama, how he was stealing money from Fannie and Freddie to pay for his Obamacare.
Well, that was a little further down. That was a little further down in the talking points. But yeah, Obamacare was a disaster almost from day one between the online website and not being able to get the exchanges up and running. And yes, Obama did in fact dip into the cash surpluses at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. To keep this going, just like President Bill Clinton dipped into the Social Security Retirement Fund to make his magic federal government surplus.
Right, and then you notice you don't hear really a peep from the mainstream media, do you? But yet,
no,
you
of course
know,
not.
Trump stubs his toe, and you know, it's, oh, gosh, or Kellyanne's got her feet on the couch, and it's all over the front page. one more thing I had. What do you think they're going to do when he gives his congressional speech as far as heckling? You think, what, someone's going to yell at him? You think he's not going to turn that around on whoever? Like, he's not going to turn it around and then make him look like fools. Like, what do these people think? You know, this guy thinks on his feet. I don't understand what they're thinking here.
Well, the problem is, if Trump is heckled, if Trump responds to the heckling, I can guarantee you the corporate media will edit it to make him look as bad as possible, and they'll probably lay in some additional booing and jeering on the soundtrack as well, because that's basically how they operate. And I think Trump's best course of action would be to make his speech, present it carefully. If anybody gets too out of control there in the gallery, security will just escort them out. But Trump can't bite. He can't sink down to their level.
Gotcha. Well, that's all I had, Mike. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you just mentioned the Affordable Care Act. I saw a video floating around with Nancy Pelosi and how she was spinning it as a positive thing. That was a great thing for the American people, but I don't know how you can call something where your premiums go up 30 to 70% as a success story. This woman is quite delusional, and that she could actually be a cheerleader for this failure of a program.
Well, the question is how many of these health insurance corporations are donating to her political campaign or her foundation, for all we know. The reality is Obamacare was a disaster. It certainly did not help to make health care affordable to the American people with the skyrocketing premiums. And not only that, the skyrocketing deductibles, which meant most Americans, unless they had a serious illness or accident, were still paying cash out of pocket for their medical care for the entire year because they couldn't reach that deductible. And it was a giveaway to the health insurance companies, but so many people stayed out of it because they couldn't afford it. The health insurance companies got into trouble. And everybody's screaming, bailout, bailout, bailout. Then there was that embarrassment over the website to enroll people in Obamacare. What a disaster that was, how much money they spent on it, and it still didn't work properly. I think Obamacare is not just an example of the failures of the Obama administration, but the inability of the federal government as a whole to actually accomplish anything meaningful.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Hey, another topic real quick. Got a big jet flying over my head here. I'm looking at the definition of subversion, and its definition is the undermining of the power and authority of an established system or institution. That's clearly what George Soros is doing. I would love it if President Donald Trump, would send over some authorities and really shake up George Soros and basically shut him down, because what he is doing is subversion.
Well, it's not just subversion. He's in violation of the USA Patriot Act and a whole bunch of other laws. And I think the only reason he hasn't been prosecuted so far is everybody knows he's got enough money to keep the cases tied up in court for the rest of his life, which, given that he's as old as he is not going to be all that long anyway. But yeah, Soros he's turning out to be a supervillain like you'd find in a James Bond movie, or again, going on back to the movie Billion Dollar Brain with Michael Caine. George Soros could be that Texas billionaire who wanted to start war with Russia all on his own. And it's a reminder that people with way too much money pose a serious threat to peace on Earth, because Soros is not elected. None of us gave him our permission to mess about with our lives and our planets the way he's doing it. And Soros, if he keeps acting like this, he's going to bring about a true socialist revolution, because ordinary people aren't going to trust anybody to have too much money out of fear of what they're going to do.
Yeah, I would love to see Donald Trump pull that Reagan move that he did with PATCO, the air traffic controllers, and just basically shut him down, call him out and shut him down. That would be a bold move. I think he would win a lot of fans if he did that, but he needs to end this guy's his quest of undermining the government and the policies of this country.
I think it would be a good thing for him to do, not just because of Soros, but because right now Trump is fighting this war with the media and the establishment the way the media and establishment want it to be fought, and that means he's lost the initiative. He's got to break out and get in front and establish once and for all he is the president, and it's right. Time to let all this other nonsense fade into the past. That's where we are. Anyway, Steve, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be coming on back talking about more news. There's some interesting developments.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And very alarming news. We are hearing a report from Alex Jones that he is being sued over the Pizzagate story. And apparently he's released his full Pizzagate video, putting that out there, and I have to be honest, the look on his face is not good. Now, when that whole Comet Ping Pong Pizza thing first broke, it just didn't feel right, partly because my email inbox was just flooded with all these emails. You must put this story up immediately. You must do this. That's always a red warning sign you're being fed something. And so I was very cautious, and I'm not denying that there is a segment of our society that is seriously mentally ill and gets their jollies having sex with children. But it felt like this specific story was being set up to entrap people and open them up to lawsuits, and it looks like it may be happening to Alex Jones. And we're all going to have to pull around and support him. Because as Ben Franklin said when they signed the Declaration of Independence, we must all hang together, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately. Now, I don't have all the details about the lawsuit itself, but apparently it is a serious, serious issue, and we need to keep a very, very close eye on that. And as I mentioned before, we in the independent media have to be very careful, because the corporate media literally is at war with us, and they have that mindset, all's fair in war. Any dirty trick, hacking the servers, setting us up to be humiliated, setting us up to be sued. They call it lawfare. That's the term of crap. We're going to commit lawfare against them and just sue them out of existence. Even if the lawsuits are totally frivolous, they can drive you into bankruptcy on the legal fees. So I hope Alex is able to deal with this. And again, we have to be very careful. We have to follow good journalistic principles out here. Multiple sources, confirmation. We don't just report rumors and innuendo from anonymous sources. Double check everything. And always remember that throughout history, anybody who ever got lied to, betrayed, or used had it done to them by somebody they thought they could trust. And I know it sounds like a recipe for cynicism, and yes, it is, because no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up with these guys. Now, Chelsea Clinton, who is still angling for a potential run for Congress, is working to keep herself in the public eye, just like her mother is with all these videos coming on out. And Chelsea Clinton is out there on Twitter establishing her presence and building her followers. And apparently she decided to go on the attack about how disgusted she was at the birther attacks on Barack Obama during his time in office. Oh, it was terrible for them to say that he wasn't born in Hawaii and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, she apparently was unaware that that whole birther controversy was started by her mother's campaign. And Mike Cernovich basically came back onto the Twitter feed and said, "You need to remember this was your mother's doing, because in September." Last September, Hillary Clinton's 2008 campaign manager admitted the birther rumor was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And if you will remember when that came on out, I told you that was a hoax. Barack Obama was a love child from the 60s. There's a lot of them around. And we have reasons to not like former President Obama or approve of what he did. But the circumstances of his birth are certainly outside his control. You can't hold that against him, and you shouldn't. So Chelsea kind of put her foot in it. She's proving herself to be rather out of touch and clueless, just like her mother was. And she's not getting a lot of support from the current Democratic establishment. The Clinton brand is damaged. It's damaged goods. They don't want to invest another huge campaign on another Clinton that's going to go down in flames. It's going to self-destruct. So, story coming out of governmentslaves.info. Soros finance groups provided the script for the anti-Trump town halls. More about this when we come back from this next commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And we are just now getting word. Apparently, there is a major internet outage here in the United States, especially on the East Coast. And apparently, there is a massive outage in Amazon Web Services that is preventing people from getting to certain web pages, preventing people from seeing the BAM user stream. And Amazon is reporting increased error rates, which is polite speech for something seriously being broken. But apparently this is a major problem, and that certainly explains why people were having difficulty accessing my BAM user stream. And so that's what's going on over there. Now, before the commercial break, we were talking about how George Soros has one of their groups, the Revolutionary Love Project, distributed an actual script of anti-Trump talking points for citizens to use when meeting with constituents in town halls. And the script provides literally word-for-word language that accused the Trump administration of xenophobia, racism, and Islamophobia. And it directs the activists to use the descriptors to petition the representatives to forcefully condemn and support legislation opposing President Trump's immigration and border security agendas. In other words, this is not a grassroots movement against Trump's agenda. This is a bought and paid for series of agent provocateurs. And what you need to do to counteract this is very simple. Call your local representatives' offices and just leave a message with whoever answers saying that you are aware that the people showing up at the town halls opposing Donald Trump's immigration policies are being paid to be there. It's like I said before, it's almost as if the election never happened. They're still out there campaigning. Now, let's turn over here to the war zones, because apparently Secretary of Defense James Mattis has presented his preliminary plan to defeat ISIS to the Trump administration. Now, the question is this really a plan to go after ISIS? And I think it may be. And that stands in stark contrast with the policy under Obama, which was to bomb other people's countries claiming to be after ISIS, but never actually hitting them. We saw that all over Syria. We're flying into your airspace without your permission because we're conducting the war on terror on ISIS, and we're going to bomb ISIS. Whoops, sorry about that hospital. Sorry about that food storage facility. Sorry about those oil pipelines and everything. Pilots just have terrible eyesight here, but we're here with good intentions, and you should just go along with this. But it's looking like the new plan under Trump may be to actually go after ISIS themselves. And I think the reason I think that is because Donald Trump has directed the CIA to stop all material support to groups inside Syria trying to remove President Bashar al-Assad. And that may be the reason that John McCain did that panicked visit to Syria a week ago to meet with those rebel leaders to reassure them that somehow or other we'll get the weapons and money to you. And if McCain is not doing that with the authorization of the White House, he is in violation of the Logan Act, and he can and should go to jail. Trying to perpetuate a war that the president has decided it's time to wind down. Now, a former candidate for the U.S. Senate, Mark Dankoff, who's also a fellow broadcaster in San Antonio, Texas, is out there saying that he is convinced Israel is planning a false flag attack in the U.S. in order to create a war with Iran. Certainly cannot rule it out. We know that Israel was involved in that false flag that got us into the war with Iraq. And as I pointed out, over this last week, we're seeing a flood of all these stories about, oh, let's all feel sorry for Israel because the cemeteries are being desecrated and swastikas are being painted on things and there are telephone threats into all these people. Oh, see, our enemies are coming after us. You must stand with Israel against our enemy, which this time out apparently is going to be Iran. But it is a repeating pattern with Israel. When they start cranking out the feel sorry for us brigade, something very, very nasty is about to happen. Now, we have been talking about the horrible quality of America's weapon systems. They're very expensive. It's almost like our medical care. Most expensive in the world, lousy in quality. We've been talking about the latest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, that experts are now saying may never actually be usable in real combat. We've been talking about the F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots at high altitude, apparently not as stealthy as anybody thought, anybody expected it to be. The problems with the F-35 are legion. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in the fog. The software for the gun is still at least a year away. The helmet-mounted fire control system still can't integrate all the sensors properly. And it has a bad habit of blowing up its engines on takeoff, because the insulation in the fuel tanks keeps flaking off. But it sure looks good sitting there at the air show, doesn't it? Wow, that's a very slick-looking airplane there. Then, of course, we have the Independence-class littoral combat ship with chronic corrosion problems. The lead ship's already been dry-docked to have major hull replacement. The Freedom-class littoral combat ship, constant chronic drivetrain problems. The new Zumwalt stealth destroyer, chronic drivetrain problems, and on and on and on. The newest embarrassment has to do with the Homeland Missile Defense System. And the Pentagon is pushing ahead with an expansion of this anti-missile system despite finding a deficiency that affects nearly all of the system's rocket interceptors. This is coming out of the Los Angeles Times. Now, apparently these interceptor rockets have these little tiny thrusters on them that allow them to be steered into where they think the incoming threat is going to be in the next few seconds. It's already been obsoleted by the fact that Russia and China are now using maneuverable reentry vehicles, which obsoletes any form of ballistic prediction. But setting that small technicality aside, apparently the thrusters don't work properly, which means those interceptors are going to go on up, and they're going to miss their intended target, even if it was following a predictable ballistic path. But it's good money, so the Pentagon is moving forward with this, even knowing that this thing may not work if it actually comes to a nuclear war. Because the military-industrial complex, just like the medical-industrial complex, is after money. They don't care about the quality of what they're doing as long as the money continues to roll on in. Now, over at the United Nations Security Council, Russia and China have vetoed a bid to have a Security Council resolution imposing more sanctions on Syria for the alleged use of toxic gas by Bashar al-Assad on his citizens, which is an accusation the U.S. has been making as regular as clockwork and has never been able to back it up. The U.N.'s own chemical weapons inspectors have said these chemical attacks have come from the rebels to frame Bashar al-Assad. So China and Russia vetoed it. That one's dead. And apparently, the backlash from Russia and China doing that is that the sanctions against Russia are going to be continued if the United States has anything to say about it. And Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is saying Russia should prepare to live under U.S. sanctions indefinitely. But the good news is the country is able to develop in these conditions well. See, here's where the sanctions have backfired. First of all, for sanctions to work, Russia must need something from the United States. Investment capital, agricultural produce, manufactured goods, and in turn, Russia must be having something that they're selling that the U.S. will buy. That's all that sanctions do. It cuts off that economic communication. But if Russia doesn't want to buy America's overpriced, poorly performing products, and Russia most assuredly is not going to buy our GMO agriculture, then what is going to happen is that Russia, under these sanctions, starts to becoming more self-sufficient. And that's exactly what's happened. This global commerce model, which was part of the foundation of the New World Order, one world government, is already breaking down. Instead of trade across the globe and having all the agriculture here and all the electronics there and all the cars over here and all the clothing over here, countries are going back to the model of providing what they need within their own borders. And that's another reason why Putin is on the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. He's not playing by the rules we decided for him. Sanctions actually have an upside. They are encouraging nations to become more independent and more self-sufficient. That's a good thing. Now, there's a story coming out of Journal Neo where the U.S. Navy has issued a new report about its plans for military activity here in the Pacific Ocean. And just as was the case in World War II, the report is talking about power projection over to the western side of the Pacific. The U.S. Navy isn't focused on defending America's shores, but imposing America's will onto foreign shores. And so the U.S. Navy's own report indicates the Pentagon agenda is looking for a fight here in the Pacific, which of course makes me very nervous since I'm looking out over here at the wreck of the Arizona. Now, turning to the economic news, a former White House budget director has warned that as near as he can tell, the U.S. Treasury is literally going to run out of cash middle of this year. And apparently, there, according to this interview with David Stockman, there was a controversial deal made between former Speaker of the House John Boehner and former President Barack Obama, which is resulting in the mother of all debt ceiling crisis by this summer. And there will be a giant fiscal bloodbath for Americans. And what continues to absolutely amaze me is how all these world leaders and these bankers are totally oblivious to a simple truth. Under the model of private central banking, debt grows faster than the available money supply. It's designed that way. No matter how hard you work, no matter how much you sacrifice, you can never pay that debt off. And the bankers use that awareness of debt to enslave you. Small-scale debt can be used to collect and organize pools of money for projects that benefit the community. Your basic mom-and-pop depositor bank. Everybody has a savings account. The money's loaned out to build a new store in town. That's a positive side of banking. This scam of allowing a privately owned central bank to create the nation's currency and loan it into circulation at interest is a system of robbery. It's basically legalized counterfeiting. And the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. And there's no way to reverse that. And the private central bankers have been playing this scam on the human race for 300 years. I think that's long enough. What is amazing is that no politician has the courage to stand up to them since John Kennedy. Why are people so afraid of bankers? Look at all these pensions that are in trouble. And the people who are retiring and they're not getting the benefits they paid into to get. And nobody will stand up and say, well, Wall Street did this back in 2008. It's always, oh, you're retiring too early. You have too many demands. You're eating too much. Get used to eating canned dog food. Why don't you? Go away and leave us alone. We're counting our money. Now, as that caller into the show earlier indicated, federal court litigation has provided evidence that the Obama administration illegally diverted taxpayer funds that had not been appropriated by Congress to keep Obamacare from imploding. Rented lips. Now, remember, the way this country was set up, it's set up as a nation of laws that apply to everybody equally, including the president. Now, of course, Richard Nixon had a different idea. His idea was, if the president does it, then it's not a crime. It's not illegal if the president does it. No, that's not the way it's set up. It's not, certainly not in the Constitution, that the president is allowed to break the law. But again, just like was the case with President Bill Clinton, grabbing money that technically belongs to the American people to put into pet projects that they hope are going to work, and they fail miserably, as Obamacare has. We are living under bad government. And I don't mean bad as simply evil or selfish. We're talking bad as in unable to act, unable to do a good job. They're so hamstrung by factionalism and their own greed, they're not functioning as a good government would in terms of caring for the nation and its people. And as I've said before, we need a cash for clunkers law for the government, where we take our old, bloated, wasteful, inefficient government, we take it on down to the junkyard, we put it in the little machine and mashes it down to a crumpled metal coffee table, and we all get a check for $50,000 with which to buy a new, smaller, more cost-effective, more efficient government. We really do need that cash for clunker law at this point here. Now then, getting on to the issue of immigration, Trump's border wall plan is already working and the wall isn't even built. Apparently, illegal immigration has dropped 27%, almost one-third in January over December. One-third. That's astounding. I think a big part of it is this awareness that, yeah, you can sneak into the U.S., but under Trump, you're going to get kicked back out. I think we ought to get those punkin' chunkin' guys with their air cannons down there on the border. Catch an illegal, shove them in the bore, and fling them back over. Trophies for the highest trajectory, longest reach, and the most bounces on landing. Get some entertainment value out of this. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about immigration issue and the push by the New World Order to just blend everybody together to destroy any sense of a regional, cultural, or historic identity in order to make it easier to control us. Now, the fact that we have a president who's going to enforce the existing laws against illegal immigration, I think accounts for the serious decline, almost one third of illegal entry into this country in January versus December. And I'm willing to wager that when the numbers for this month come on in, it'll be even less. And, of course, the pro-immigration, pro-New World Order people are still out there screaming, you're just being a racist. They have a right to come here. No, they don't. Read that Constitution. Nowhere in there does it say foreign nationals, citizens of foreign countries, have an automatic right to come across our borders. And there is a legal immigration path. And for those who follow it, welcome. I hope we're not a disappointment, because you're coming to America to see the country that is portrayed in American-made movies and TV shows. And I hate to tell you this, but a lot of that is special effects. Still getting emails from people screaming, oh, you're racist. Well, newsflash, illegal is not a race. Now, apparently down in Mexico, the Catholic Church has declared that protecting your borders is terrorism. It's an act of terrorism that Donald Trump is committing. Now, by the way, if you look at Mexico's southern border, they got a heck of a fence down there. And they have very strict immigration laws in Mexico. If you step into Mexico without the permission of the Mexican government, you are going to jail. And then they'll fling you back over the border. This idea that the border should be open one way from Mexico into the U.S. but not the other sort of underscores the hypocrisy of this whole pro-immigration movement. And the reality is that the vast majority of these illegal immigrants and the refugees coming to the United States of America are not finding the better life they were expecting. Most are on social services. Most have not been able to find a job. Just like over 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. It is not an act of terrorism to secure our borders. It's an act of common sense. Now, the pro-immigration people are saying, oh, but you should feel sorry for these people. Conditions in their country are so terrible. I have a response to that after station identification.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.